Connected by Ms. Moen. I'm not sure that I ever expected to live in a world that's so connected. All these social media platforms are bubbling and glistening, and the whole world tunes in, but is anyone truly listening? Oh, Twitter. Oh, Facebook. I'll just have a quick look if I can get unstuck from YouTube for a second, where other people's lives beckoned and struck me as being far more exciting than my own. And that's not a moan. They're just all nice places to spend my time. I like sharing stuff, words and opinions, all mine, with 140 characters per line, on Twitter at least, and yeah, that's fine, as I haven't even got anything to say. Well, nothing important, anyway. In any case, I am just happy to have this other place where at any given time I can be blessed with your face, see your new shoes, learn your controversial views, and cringe as you're confused, apparently, at least according to your complicated relationship status. Perhaps your partner has called a hiatus, but we'll never know the full story, except in true passive-aggressive glory, which both shocks and yet draws me into commenting and the masses into passing their judgments on your wall, when you never even asked for their opinion at all. That status post, though public, was not intended for you. Been there, been done, and it's never quite as much fun when the rubberneckers come and discuss your life amongst one another. But you cover your tracks and soon it's all taken back, so once more you can relax and find someone else's life to like, whilst your own is still looking decidedly unbright. Never mind, what's this? So-and-so's had a night out? What a sight! Would you look at what she's wearing? You wouldn't catch me being that daring, or perhaps this is what passes for fashion. Whatever it is, I think I'll pass on that. Oh, why can't we turn the time back? It was simpler when we could just be friends, and that didn't depend on whether someone had accepted your friend request, unless, of course, it's like some kind of modern-day test. Do I like this person enough, as much as the rest of the hundreds of people who are on my list, who aren't actively in my life, and weren't missed in that small window between when we left school and the internet didn't exist yet? I bet half of them wouldn't notice if I went on silent protest, because in the process their 300 other friends have plenty to say and are posting pictures every day that say, "Hey, look at me." And so they do. They're weaving complicated stories, some intrigue and some bore me, sometimes outrageous, sometimes outright lies. But sometimes, late at night, you might catch sight of someone with 300 Facebook friends, with a list of social engagements that never ends, and a husband, and a family, and a dog, and a job, and she cries. Because she's never been so lonely.